Proclamation number 6744 of 22nd of January, 1957. Thoughts on purpose of existence. Your life is in God's hand. You yourselves are powerless if God wants to end it, and you are also completely ignorant when he will end it. You must bow to Israel and leave earth, regardless of whether you are mature or still immature in your soul. For God alone knows why he no longer wants to leave you on earth and admit you into the spiritual kingdom. And if you seriously consider that you are not offered a guarantee for a long lifespan, if you have to reckon with the fact that today could already be your last day, you should truly live every day consciously. You should not regard anything as coincidental but know that every event, everything you experience, serves a purpose, to help your soul to mature. You should be clear about the fact that he, who thus determines the duration of your life, did not create you as the product of a whim but that he assigned a specific purpose of existence to all his creations and especially to the human being and that you therefore have to fulfill your purpose. And you should try to fathom this purpose but not consider yourselves such worthless creations that it is irrelevant whether and how long you live and what your state will be when you are called away from earth. For everyone can easily recognize that the human being is an extremely complicated being in his physical constitution and thus also that his creator must be full of wisdom. Just as all other works of creation testify to God's wisdom. But a wise creator does not let anything come into being which would be futile. A wise creator pursues a plan with his created works. But he who lifts senselessly into the day, although he knows of his earthly transience, has not yet come closer to this thought that he, as a work of creation himself, has a purpose. He, too, has been endowed by a wise creator with the most diverse abilities which should prove to him a thinking and wise creative power. But he does not make use of his abilities, he turns himself into an empty form, he only sees his transient shell but not what this shell contains, but which he would become aware of if he wanted to use his intellect. If he would even think about himself and his purpose of existence. And often his life has ended prematurely in order not to make him even more guilty of not having made use of the grace of embodiment on earth. Every thinking person who asks himself the question about his purpose of existence also attains the realization which enables him to live consciously, for God himself imparts this to him because he does not leave such a serious question unanswered. But if a creature endowed with all gifts does not use them, if he, who is endowed with intellect and reason, lives like an animal and only strives for what is useful for his body, but cannot close his mind to the realization that his life is in the hands of a powerful God, he misuses the grace of embodiment on earth. His earthly life is pointless and he increases his guilt of sin instead of becoming free from it, as is his destiny. All people can observe the coming into being and passing away nature and again notice that a new life springs forth from the old, past. And thus they could also conclude the same about themselves. And the death of a person should therefore make everyone think about what will become of him when his life is over. And a passing away into nothingness would have to be far more unbelievable to them than a continued existence after death, because everything in creation only changes in order to arise in a new form. With serious thought, man can ask many questions and none will remain unanswered. But first he has to think about it. He has to want to find out. For then he will use the abilities he has been given, as it is God's will. And precisely the fact that no one knows the hour of his end, that only one determines it, is suitable to induce the human being to think. And people are often enough made aware of how suddenly an earthly life can end. But people have also become accustomed to this, but they cannot be forced to think differently. Amen.